This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's getting worse and worse. That's what a man in New Jersey says this morning. Many roads there are flooded and rivers are rising from the heavy rain. The storm knocked out service on some train lines in New York City. Storms have been pestering people across the country.
In Florida.
So it looks like that prefrontal tornado threat is mostly over.
The Walton County Sheriff's Office says high winds and tornadoes blew off the roofs of homes. One person died and two others were critically injured after a suspected tornado struck a mobile home park in Claremont, North Carolina, north of Charlotte. A possible tornado knocked down several old brick storefronts in downtown Bamberg, South Carolina. I'm Donna Water.
Cities across the Midwest are steeped in snow. It looks like Donald Trump will join in the closing argument tomorrow in his New York civil fraud trial, as his lawyers have a final word. The AP's Julie Walker.
A lawyer for Trump told the judge the former president wants to speak during closing arguments, and the judge approved it. That's according to one of two people familiar with the case who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. Trump, his two eldest sons, and his company are being sued by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She claims his net worth was inflated by billions. That helped secure loans and insurance. He calls the lawsuit politically motivated. Julie Walker, New York.
Donald Trump won't be on the debate stage tonight, but Republican presidential hopefuls Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis will. It'll be on CNN. House Republicans don't like the way Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is handling the surge of migrants at the border. Today's House committee hearing launches impeachment proceedings. The question of whether Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza is genocide goes to the UN's top court tomorrow. This is AP News. Now to a new report just out this morning on U.S. carbon emissions.
There's good news and bad news from a new report on U.S. carbon emissions. Climate-altering greenhouse gases in the U.S. declined by nearly 2% in 2023, even as the nation's economy expanded. A report from the Rhodium Group found emissions going in the right direction, but not fast enough to meet the government's goal to cut emissions in half by 2030. The group calculates emissions would have to decline at a rate more than triple last year's figure. The drop was due in part to a mild winter, a record year for solar power, and a decline in power generation from coal-fired plants. But a post-pandemic transportation rebound and higher oil and gas production led to a small increase. Other worrying signs in the report: natural gas generation grew more than twice as fast as renewables, and wind turbine installations were down in 2023 compared to the previous 2 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.